Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message.
Let's talk about from your thoughts to success. Clearing the past thoughts and building thoughts for the future. All right? So clearing past thoughts and building your thoughts for the future. One thing I've noticed lately, recently, this is in my own life, is that I had to really evaluate my thought process, what was going on. I had to shut a lot of things down. And some of you on this call might be thinking, I'm hearing a lot of chatter in my head. I can't really shut it down. And some of that chatter has to do with experiences I've had, right? Some of my chatter had to do with my past things, situations, things that seemed unresolved, situations, financial situations, making changes in life. Some of the chatter seemed to be chatter of fear, chatter of disappointment, right? So ultimately, I started doing a little reading, right? Shut some things down, a lot of things down. I turned the TV off for about 60, 70 days or so. I had no TV on. And my kids did the same as well. I have two daughters, 12 and 5, same thing. We have a lot more family time together. But we had to decide, you know what, I hear a lot about what Tracy says, what Nicole says, Dave and Dave talk about. And I realized that my why and my purpose is to help individuals, yet my purpose, my main immediate purpose is to raise my children to understand truth, to raise my children to understand some things that I didn't understand, all right, some things I didn't understand. Main thing I realized in the last few weeks that I really want to share with you guys is that my past thoughts, the thoughts from things that have happened in my past, the thoughts of past decisions, the thoughts of times when it didn't work. Many people in Empower Network, I'm sure some of you on the call right now, we've had experiences with business, right? We've seen the people having success. Okay, maybe it was a higher number than normal, but still, what did that have to do with me? What does that have to do with you? Right? So we start to look at the situation. We start to almost look for things that look like something in the past so we can say, okay, we know this is not what it appears to be, right? We look for that. But then there's a moment that we're watching, and with this company, I know you're noticing it in this business and Empower. There are also those same amount of times when you're catching things and you're like, yo, this is possible. This is happening, and I'm here. Okay, wait. This is happening, and I'm here. And then that chatter tries to come up trying to say, but look over there. Doesn't that look like it did back there? And at that split moment, you have a decision to say, you know what, I don't care what it looked like. I'm here, and this is happening, and I'm going to be a part of it. Or we can say, you can make this decision, yeah, that does look kind of like that, and kind of step back a little bit. Now, I'm sharing this with you because, honestly, I've been there. There have been times when I've said, you know what, you're right, it does look familiar. But then, ultimately, I shut the TV off. I shut off the phone to individuals I knew had nothing positive to say about what I was doing. Or individuals that want to try to give you 100 questions before they want to pay $25, really, right? Or individuals that say, you know, I've been following you, but I just feel like Empower Network's going to hurt people. So I just don't know. Okay, well, that be you. That can be you. That's fine, right? Ultimately, shut all that chatter. Shut it. You can tell. You can tell when a conversation starts what it's going to look like, right? So ultimately, to get yourself to that place of being completely sold out, you have to shut it down for a moment. And then take that time to read. Take that time to listen to the inner circle. Take that time to go through the 15K. Take that time to get your results, right? And when I say results, I'm not talking about necessarily a check on stage. Get your first $25 day. Get your first $125 day, right? For Costa Rica sale, wherever you're at, in business, wherever you are, you know, let those things take place. Start build up that faith inside of you. Build up that faith inside of you, okay? Then when you come back out, no matter what is said, no matter what chatter, you will begin to shut it down, shut it down, shut it down, shut it down. You will begin to shut it down. One thing I've had some experiences, I do fast, so I had fasted at the beginning of the year, and I'm still fasting now through April because I have things that I'm preparing of the Lord. And to shut the noise off, my focus is laser focused. I'm going to tell you guys something about me you might not know. Some of you might know. I actually, when I was in high school, I took like 4 AP classes. I was this nerdy type. I was a nerd. I was popular, but I wasn't, I could be at. I was a nerd. So when I was in high school, I had like 4 AP classes my senior year. When I tell you guys, I would go home. I was a cheerleader. I was captain of a dance team. I played basketball in high school. I was a point guard. Yes, I'm short. Yeah, I was a point guard. So I you know, but all these things, ultimately, I would go home at practices and everything, and I would study for like 4 to 5 hours every single night, 4 to 5 hours. I went to college. My junior year of college, I got diagnosed with ADD. Now, ultimately, when I got diagnosed, I never really said I had ADD. I never really claimed it. I have this thing about declaring things over myself over and over again. I think it's like ludicrous. I just don't do it. I don't like it. I haven't liked this younger. So when I got diagnosed, I never said I'm ADD, but I did say I'll take that note taker, though, because they gave me a note taker. So the note taker would be in class, and I could call her up and be like, oh, I'm going to miss class today. Can I pick up those notes later? You know what I'm saying? So I kind of put on that. And then I got my books on cassette, so I'd be like, well, I'll take those books on cassette, so I don't got to necessarily be sitting around reading. I could just be driving in my car, doing whatever I'm doing, listening to the books, right? And then I could take my test at a special time, so I could take my test a different time of class, preferably after the class. You understand what I'm saying to you? In another room, somewhere else, by myself. Now, this right here, these abilities to do this, I kind of deludedly convinced myself that I don't believe I'm ADD, but I'm just going to use these tools, not realizing that me using these tools was seeing my ability, right? Because at that time, my mom wasn't in the game, right? So, ultimately, we go to Austin. I had shut everything down since December of last year, pretty much maybe December, November. November, December, I had shut all the TV and all that down. I started fasting. I took certain things out of my diet. I had started filling my mind with the inner circles every single day. I was reading every single day and just really enhancing my mind. Guys, in Austin, I was sitting there with a focus. I had a focus that I had not experienced since my junior year in high school. That was 21 years ago. 21 years ago. And I was sitting there to the point where I caught myself. I remember Tony Rush was up on the stage talking, and I kind of caught myself in a kind of surreal moment where I was as if I was looking at me from the outside of me. This might sound a little woozy to some of y'all, a little like crazy to some of y'all, but as Tracy Walker says, you know, I'm not sure the exact term, but I know it has to do with I'd rather be crazy and rich than, you know, on point and broke or whatever. Ultimately, I kind of had an out-of-body experience where I was watching myself focus on what this man was saying, to a point where I was like, who are you? Like, I didn't even know you had that kind of focus in you. In order to get to this place, I had to make some crazy decisions in my life. I'm a single mom with 2 baby daddies. That's nothing that, I mean, but I went to college for physical chemistry. I was supposed to be a doctor by now, right? I was supposed to be a doctor for a second by now. But I don't even have my bachelor's degree, right? So ultimately, there were crazy decisions I made in life. You know, where I stand today for you, that I know for a fact is by the grace of God. I should have been dead many, many years ago. Had an issue drinking, drank a lot, right? DUI before, right? I've made decisions where it doesn't make sense that you are even listening to me speak to you right now. It doesn't even make sense. And the only reason why I know that I'm here now is because I had a purpose. But the only way I could get here was to actually go through those experiences in my past, accept them, and let them go. That's the only way I could shut up the chatter, shut up the noise in my mind. Even 16 years of multi-level marketing failure. Not success, 16. 15 years of multi-level marketing failure. Do you know how much in that industry over 16 years? Hitting it hard 16 years, right? I had to let all that go, all that go. And I chose to trust where I'm at. If you are on this call, make a decision that you are going to trust where you are. I put up an ad about Tracy's Maserati, and this is the vehicle you use. And it surprised me. I'm in the picture with Tracy. There's another picture there. It surprised me at how many people that are broke and have nothing are so quick to say, all right. Instead of say, maybe. I mean, I'm a maybe. There's a 15% chance that I could get that. Oh, I'm in. Let's ride. You know what I'm saying? So many individuals out there, do not let them, do not let your experiences, do not let your past cause you to be one of those individuals. You are here. Yes, this is happening. Yes, you are in the right place. Yes, 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 and yes, the past sucked for some of us. Some of us, it was amazing, right? But for some of us, some of that, I don't even want to, I'm stage and sanctified, guys, right now, but trust me when I tell you I used to have a mouth like a sailor, and what I could honestly say to you is some of that shit sucked. It hurt like hell. It hurt like hell. Yes, I can promise you this. I mean, I remember in 06, my brother died in a car accident. He was here, and he was gone. Broke me to my core, which is one of the reasons I have another daughter. Because I fell off, literally fell off, okay? But when I came to, I was pregnant. Thank God he gave me life, because he surely could have given me death just as easily. Just as easily, all right? But when I think about where we are now, when I think about the experiences I'm having, the people I'm meeting, some of you on this call I met, I'm in awe that I've even been blessed to have be in your presence. I've been blessed to connect with you. Right? When I think about these times now, I can honestly tell you I would do it all again. I would do it all again. And it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty. It hurt. It was uncomfortable. Yes, I would do it all again to stand here right now talking to you today. I would do it all over again to know what I know right now. It was completely worth it. Your past has a purpose. That purpose is to push you forward, not to pull you back. So if you're allowing it to pull you back, you're giving it too much power, let it go. Take from it what you're supposed to take from it and move forward. Move forward. I have a few scars that I don't understand why I have them. My main quote is, this ain't for me. This for somebody else. God sent me through this so I can help somebody else get out of it. You understand what I'm saying to you? I've always been the scapegoat in my group of friends. I was the only one strong enough to take punishment because cats were so dang all weak. It just is what it is. I tend to be a little quieter now because I'm stepping back like, wait a minute, that was my past. That's what makes me stronger today. And it's okay. That's okay. People are going through what they're going through. Some of you right now are going through situations you don't understand. Why am I going through this? It doesn't even make any sense. But you know what? You know that you are here. This is happening. You are at the right place. Yes, you are here. This is happening. You are a part of it. Let your past catapult you forward. Be aware of the thoughts and the chatter in your mind. Make a decision that if it's not pushing you forward, it has shut down. Make a decision. If it's not pushing you forward, it has to be shut down. Your thoughts will lead you to your success. Your past is part of who you are. It molded you. It made you. It will continue to do that for you because it ain't over. There's more to come. More money, more problems, they say. Higher levels, higher devils, right? You're still getting stronger and stronger. This call is causing you to get stronger and stronger. Make a decision. Your past was meant to push you forward, not to hold you back. And anybody that goes against that, shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down. Because, yes, this is happening. Yes, you are here right now. Yes, this is your time. Don't you dare let anybody take it from you. Not even you. Not even you. Guys, I'm going to let you go. It's 12:30. Oh, Adrian, okay, Pokey Pokey Rich. I better be Pokey Pokey Rich. That's it. Because I've been having a lot of out-of-body experiences lately, okay? Because right now, guys, our thoughts lead to our success. Yes, you are here. Yes, this is your time. Yes, you had the past you had. And guys, some of you are like, some of that past might be yesterday. Yes, yesterday is the past. It cannot be changed. You take what you learn from it, and the rest you to the left, right? Right? It's perfectly timed. Perfectly timed. And yes, you are here. And yes, this is your time too. And yes, your dreams are still very, 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 very much in reach. The decision is yours. Are you going to go forward? Or are you going to go forward? So, have an amazing day. Love you guys, and I will see you guys in a few weeks. All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.